Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this spectacular Saturday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So my question is, are you fired up?
It's Saturday.
That's it. Enthusiastic about your day, your week, your month, your year, your life? First things first. Let's talk about how to energize your life starting today.
And not just on a Saturday, but every day we can be energized. Hallelujah.
First, eat breakfast. Have you ever heard that first meal of the day is the most important? Nutritionists, health coaches, fitness instructors encourage everyone to begin their day with a healthy meal.
Well, they used to, and now it's gotten to be where it's just as much as anything else. They go, well, is that? Okay,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm old school. I believe it.
I believe it, too.
But we should point out that five donuts from Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts is not considered a healthy meal, but it will surely give you a sugar high.
Yes, it will.
Kind of what I get when I'm around you.
That's exactly
a sugar high.
What you need to get. Boom.
It's recommended that your first meal of the day be heart healthy. The kind of meal with bran, fiber, fruits, and nuts. I'm certainly not a nutritionist or health guru. I am intimately familiar with how to have a heart healthy meal to begin each day. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love them that love me. Those that seek me early shall find me. Now that's a really heart-healthy meal.
Amen.
You thought I was going to say something else?
Food from the Word.
That's it. Psalm 5:3, New Living Translation. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Some meals are to be savored, allowed to simmer, to maximize its taste. Psalm 34, verses 8 through 10. 34, 8 through 10, New Living Translation. Taste and see that the Lord is good. All the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His godly people. For those who fear Him will have all they need. And those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. So energize your day with a spiritual meal that'll make your heart healthy and happy. And by the way, one way to do that is a daily gathering of Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Surefire way. Second, make decisions early in the day when you're full of energy and positive thoughts. Proverbs 12, verse 27 in the Message Bible says, a lazy life is an empty life, but early to rise gets the job done. If we tackle our most difficult assignments each day, early in the morning, we will most likely be able to avoid decision fatigue. In the workplace and in the marketplace, decision fatigue is generally defined as the mental wear and tear of being inundated with decisions all day long. The fatigue generally happens at the end of the workday, and as it's coming to a close, the more decisions we make, sometimes it may seem that the horse has been ridden too long. You know, making and implementing decisions can be stressful. And particularly, we need to make sure that we're doing it for the reason that's best. It's best to make a decision really early in the morning, especially difficult ones. Need help in making decisions and avoiding decision fatigue? Consider the words of Proverbs 8:17-18. Proverbs 8, verses 17 and 18 in the Classic Amplified. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness, upright in every area and relation and right standing with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Third, start your day with the most difficult task. Ecclesiastes 11:4, Living Bible. you're waiting for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. No matter what you call it, when you put first things first, you're going to become energized. New revelation causes excitement, and excitement is an energy source. Psalm 53, the International Version. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. No matter what translation we say that in,
that's right,
still means the same.
Well, but it says it in different ways,
it
and
does.
It helps you to get it down in your spirit.
Absolutely. So ask the Holy Spirit to assist you, giving you wisdom and favor in the task you tackle each day. When it comes to the workplace or the marketplace, perform your most essential task first. If you wake up to find 200 emails, as I often do, don't necessarily answer them first. Complete your most important task first, the ones with the biggest priority, and you can handle other tasks later. Schedule your focus early on key projects when you're the freshest. 1 Timothy 4:15, New International Version. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress.
Fourth, manage your time and you manage your life. Our time is the currency of our lives, which means we need to spend it wisely. Here are a couple of keys about managing our time in our life. First, read and respond to your emails and snail mail the first time you look at them. And don't reread them until you have, read them and then wait until you have time to answer. Be ready to do it at the time you read them. And second, use the alarms and timers on your phone to set aside a certain period of time for specific functions, those that are important to you. Third, limit your phone conversations, texting, and chats to a specific amount of time. You decide a time frame that works for you. And fourth, don't waste time on idle gossip or meaningless conversation. Yes, you can talk about sports or other things, whatever interests you as a person, but keep it within your parameters. And fifth, determine how much time you will spend watching TV and surfing the net. And as my husband and I do, if we have something that's interesting to us, we always, put it on a TiVo something. Anyway, whatever it is,
we record it so we don't have to watch all the commercials.
That's what I mean. He's the one who controls the remote. Can you tell it? Six. He knows all the lingo. Six, give and expect punctuality on your appointments. This is important. If somebody is habitually late for appointments, they don't value your time. And seventh, when it comes to your dreams and goals, create specific timelines so that you'll know when you need to do what to ensure that you are heading towards success that you desire.
Fifth, have some fun keeping the main thing the main thing. Make sure you never energize your life while de-energizing your family's life. Create separation between work time and family time. For instance, we recommend you never answer cell phones, text, or instant messages during family meals. And that includes peeking at who just texted you.
And that includes when you go out to dinner, too.
Absolutely.
Kids put it in their pocket.
If you've got parents or family, give them a code. Tell them to call, and then if they call right back and let it ring once, you'll know it's them. You can call them after dinner. Hallelujah. See, even with a busy schedule, we've always sought to create memories with our children. We did everything from family game night to traveling to exotic locations and other things where we were creating memories. And that's important. Psalm 119:37. I'm big on that. Psalm 119:37 in the New Living Translation. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word.
Six, take routinely scheduled breaks. Add a little exercise when possible. It's been said that variety is the spice of life. Well, I also believe that it applies to our daily routine, especially if we deal with the reality of decision fatigue. It's really important that we, and the studies show, honey, that our brain shifts from high productivity to low productivity about every 60 to 90 minutes. So every hour to hour and a half, you know, based on the person. But the important thing is that you hit the reset button so your creativity is full speed ahead. So maybe it's just a walk around the room or an up and down somewhere, you know, that allows you to take a breath, maybe stretch a little bit, relax your muscles, and refresh your mind. If you need a snack, you know, then you need to make it a healthy one, not Famous Amos. Okay, just saying. And trail mix or bottled water or some fruit. But rest your eyes, particularly if you gaze at a computer screen all day long. Take just a break to, you know, walk 20 feet and give a little distance between you and what's going on in your life. Regardless of the activity, find something that allows you to temporarily disconnect, that's the point, from things that require your time and attention. All that time and attention is going to be draining you. In Psalm 127, verse 2 in the New Living Translation, it says it is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones, and you are one of his loved ones.
Seventh, create a leadership model for success, allowing you to flow the way you want to grow. One of the ways to energize your life is by practicing leadership skills. I want to encourage you to read Exodus 18, verses 17 through 23. Exodus 18, 17 through 23 in the Message Bible is what I've got in front of me. Now, this is when Moses was paid a visit by Jethro, his father-in-law, who said to him, you know, this is not the way to go about what you're going to do. You're going to burn out and the people right along with you. There's way too much for you to do. You can't do this alone. He says, so listen to me. You know, have that matters of concern be presented to God. Your God is to teach the people the rules and instructions on how to live and what to do. And then you need to keep a sharp eye out for competent men who fear God, men of integrity, men who are incorruptible, and appoint them as leaders over groups organized by the thousand, by the hundred, by the 50, and by the 10. They'll be responsible for the everyday work of judging among the people. They'll bring the hard cases to you. Anyhow, this is great advice he gave you. And out of that, there are seven keys I want to share with you real quick. First, every successful leader makes sure their plans were first God's plans.
Amen.
Second, effective leadership is always duplicatable. If you're good at developing successful leaders, you'll never be out of a job. Third, create a winning profile for members of your leadership team. Fourth, delegate, not relegate. Fifth, have specific instructions with timelines. Sixth, effective leaders build a network of effective leaders. And seventh, create a successful infrastructure. These are keys that we wanted to share with you on how to energize your life. You're now on Saturday. You got the weekend. Maybe you want to listen to this again, take some notes, and then pray and ask God how to make this applicable in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching or the ministry, go to haroldherry.com. At the top where it says, Soul Seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.